world, this is Wichita. Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you another half hour of music and drama reflecting the spirit of the pioneers who made a city of a cowtown. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has faithfully recorded this great cavalcade of progress. And tonight we take pleasure in saluting our neighbors to the south as we bring you the dramatic story of the famous Oklahoma land rush.
Acres of land.
Land, as much as you can claim. Millions of acres of land.
Yes, millions of acres of land. That was the exciting news of 1889 when President Benjamin Harrison proclaimed the territory of Oklahoma open to the homesteaders. Before the curtain rises on this vivid page of history, let's listen to the first federal quartet as they sing the Big Corral.
Press on, press on. Along to the big corral. He should be branded on the snoot. Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along. Press along. Press along.
Press along.
Along.
Press along.
Press along. Press along to the big corral.
Blinking is a half-breed chink. Press along to the big corral. He makes his bread in the kitchen sink.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along.
Press along.
Press along. Press along to the big corral.
The chuck we get ain't fit to eat.
Press along to the big corral.
There's rocks in the beans and sand in the meat.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along.
Press along.
Press along.
Press along.
Press along to the big corral.
Press along.
Press along. Press along.
Have you ever considered the many services performed by a great newspaper? For instance, the Wichita Eagle carried over two times as many classified ads as any other newspaper in the state of Kansas. This large volume of classified advertising carried by the Eagle assures the readers of a large selection from which to choose and assures the advertiser of results. Classified advertising in the Wichita Eagle has been steadily increasing throughout the years, and the Eagle now ranks as one of the nation's leading classified mediums. If you want to buy, sell, rent, or exchange, use Kansas' largest classified medium and the Wichita Eagle. And now the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the baton of Russell Lowe, brings you the Black Horse Troop March.
Thank you.
of Wichita's most colorful characters in the early days was Captain David L. Payne. Captain Payne, employed in the very dull task of opening and closing the door in the balcony of the Senate chamber in Washington, made a discovery one day while browsing through old congressional records.
There's millions of acres of land in Oklahoma that belong to the people. It's the land the government didn't give to the Indians. That land belongs to anyone who can claim it.
Armed with this discovery, Captain Payne quit his job in Washington and returned to Wichita, where he organized a group of homesteaders. At first, the government failed to see the justice of Payne's claim, and his band of boomers were dispatched by the United States Army. From 1880 until his death in 1884, David Payne fought for what he claimed was his constitutional right. There were millions of acres of land in Oklahoma that belonged to the people. It is the sad irony of life that Captain David Payne never lived to see this land he had literally discovered turned over to the pioneers. In the month of April 1889, excitement ran high in Wichita.
They're opening up in Oklahoma. Look, here it is in the Eagle.
President Benjamin Harrison has opened the Oklahoma Territory. The official day of the opening will be April 22nd.
Say, I gotta get ready for that.
I gotta get me a wagon. I'm gonna make that say.
The big run starts this month. We gotta get ready for
it. Well, there's plenty of land in Oklahoma.
Land, all you want, all you can claim. Land in Oklahoma.
Land in Oklahoma. These words seemed to travel to every part of the United States. Emigrants came from everywhere. Land in Oklahoma. Fertile farmland. Land rich in minerals. Land in Oklahoma. Imagine the excitement it would cause in this town, even today, if the Eagle published the story that there were millions of acres of free land open to all who cared to claim it. The Eagle's founder, Colonel Marsh Murdoch, had to make...
Well, Colonel Murdoch, looks like this Oklahoma story means the end of Wichita. Maybe you'd do well not to print so much of it. You spent time trying to build this town, and now here comes millions of acres of land being given away free. Who's going to stay in Wichita with all that free land south of us?
Some will stay. But I must print the news. That's the duty of this paper. We can't ignore the facts, even if they do seem to hurt us. The Eagle will carry the story of Oklahoma.
Wagons rumbling toward the south. Buckboards, spring wagons, buggies, men on horseback, men afoot. The promised land lay to the south. Millions of acres of land in Oklahoma. And Wichita's answering the call.
Look, honey, we gotta go.
Why, Bert, I'm happy here. I like Wichita.
Oh, but Anna, there's...
Yes, I know there's millions of acres of land in Oklahoma.
There is.
Everybody's going to make the rush for free land.
Sure.
But is it any better than this land? Don't we have our own little farm here? Don't we have a home?
Oh, but you don't understand.
Yes, I think I do, Bert.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I think I understand why you want to go. You're afraid of settling down in any one place too long. You're forever looking for adventure. It's always been that way with you. First, we left Boston to go to Illinois, but that was too tame. So we left Illinois to come here.
Yeah, and it was great for a while. Oh, this was a great town during the boom. But then everything busted up. It's slow. Dead now.
But it's building up again. And this time it's building the right way. But it can't happen overnight. Oh, Dick, I want to stay here. I want to feel that at last we've settled down. I want to make friends and keep them. I want to grow old with them.
Oh, what's the matter, honey? Losing your old spirit?
No, Bert.
Oh, come on. Where's the girl I married? The girl who jilted a stiff-necked Boston professor, shocked her family, and eloped with that wild, no-good Bert Hare.
She's still here, Bert. And I'd do all that over again. Because I love you. But we've got to settle down sometime.
Well, sure we will. In Oklahoma. Listen, we'll make it. We'll get all the land we can. Maybe there might be a fortune in it. Oh, honey, you should see the crowds that are heading that way. They're holding them at Caldwell in Ark City. And then on the 22nd, they'll make the dash. Think of the excitement. All that land just across the line. Just waiting for the first one who claims it. The best man winning the best land.
And maybe there'll be fights. Claim jumpers will bob up and you'll get the joy of your life knocking them down again. Oh, Bert, you're thinking of the excitement.
Well, maybe, but... But let's go.
Bert, It's no place for a woman. You go and I'll stay here.
Oh, now, honey, don't say that. What? No place for a woman? Guess who's pulling out today? In a buggy, too. The Widow Jones. Say, there she is. Well, howdy, Widow. I was just talking about you. Well, hello, Mortimer.
Hello, Bert. The widow's leaving today. I tell her she shouldn't do it, Biker.
Look here, Mortimer. You're not my husband.
No, you ain't
likely to be. And I take a note and go somewhere, I go. Hello, Anna.
Hello, Widow.
Hello and goodbye. Bert told you I'm making the run?
Yes, he's just finished telling
me. It's the most foolish thing I ever heard tell her. Why, a self-respecting widow, why she would risk her life to get in that rush is more than I can figure out.
Hush, Mortimer. I wouldn't miss making that run for all the tea in China.
Huh?
Why should I? I'd like to have a nice big piece of land. Made you say that rich land.
But I tell you, with a... They'll be fighting against some mighty desperate men down there. Now, why don't you just stay here and marry me?
Oh, Mortimer, how you go on. Besides, maybe that's why I'm running away.
Huh?
Don't you think I get tired having an old fool like you plague me?
Well, now, you could do worse.
Not less than I dug something out of a grave.
Oh.
Land of Goshen. Why should I get married again? I had the best husband that ever died with his boots on. Angus McIntosh Jones. God rest his soul. We came here in the dead of winter in 1871. We liked to starve the first year. Would have, too, if Angus hadn't been such a good shot with the squirrel rifle. It was a sad day when they shot him.
Oh, I didn't know your husband was shot, Widow.
Yeah, he was killed in the gambling hall. And they never caught the skunk that shot him.
But why did he shoot him?
They were playing poker. The man called his hand and laid down 3 aces and 2 kings. Angus laid down 4 aces and 1 king and then forgot to duck. Well, I'm on my way. You folks going to make the run?
Gosh, I want to, Widow, but... Oh, Anna, come on.
But, Burke, we aren't prepared for
it. Oh, Lord's sake, child, grab some victuals. Hitch up the wagon, bring along some blankets and axe and a good gun. That's all you need to make the run. Better come along. Goodbye, folks. See you in Oklahoma.
Hey, now wait, Widow. You better reconsider. Yep, you better think it over.
Sorry, Mortimer, I got no time marrying now.
Why don't you go with her, Mortimer?
Huh?
Why don't you go with her?
Say, by hokey, you will. Hey, Winter, Winter, wait for me. I'm making a run. Hey!
You see, Anna, everybody's going. Old Mortimer must be 80 if he's a day, but he's going. Oh, everybody you know's going. Oh, Anna, we got to make that run. We need more land. Come on, honest, honey. Oklahoma's where I want to go.
All right, Bert, you win.
Oh, Anna.
But you're not fooling me, Bert. You're not the real homesteader. The fun of the run is what you want. The land is second. But, Bert, this is the last time we move.
Sure, honey. Sure.
No, I mean it. This is the last.
Oh, we're off for Oklahoma. We're off for Oklahoma. Come on.
And so the boomers headed south. Rich man, poor man, young man, old man. Eager families anxious for land to call their own. Adventurers seeking the fun of the run. By actual count, 247 wagons passed down the main street of Arkansas City on April 17, 1889. And in Caldwell, Kansas, wagons were lined for 10 miles on either side of the town. Government troops were stationed at both towns to see that the boomers didn't cross the line before the official time of the run, April 22nd. About 5 miles south of Arkansas City, the boomers pitched camp to await the exciting hour when they could make the...
Millions of acres of land. Look, honey. It's just over there a little ways. Somewhere on that horizon is our land.
Our land. This is the last time, isn't it, Bert? We'll really settle down on this land and live here always, won't we?
Why, sure.
No, say it as if you meant it, darling.
Mm. Listen, honey, something's wrong. Wonder what all that excitement's about.
Burke, have you heard about it?
About what?
Well, they say Kickaboo Bill and 3,000 followers have been allowed to cross the line ahead of time.
What? Well, they can't do that.
If Kickaboo Boo can go, we can too. Let's make the run now.
Oh, sure, come on.
Well, let's go.
Oh, he's not Kickaboo better than we are.
Shut up!
to me. Listen, everybody. There's been a false rumor spread that Kickapoo Bill and his followers were allowed to cross the line.
Wait a minute!
Listen to me, will you please? That rumor is false. No one has been allowed to cross the line. And anyone who does cross the line before the time will be arrested. Now listen, please. Stay where you are, everybody. This is the last night. You camp here. And tomorrow morning, we'll give the signal for you to go. Now sleep well tonight. And don't worry about the lamb. It won't run away. We're watching to see that no one sneaks in ahead of time. You understand that? Watch your fires, folks. Bed yourselves for the night. The bugler will be blowing taps pretty soon, so go to sleep. Pay no attention to these false rumors anytime. Understand? Go to sleep. Rest. Everybody.
Well, I guess he's right. Just as well turn in. We can't cross that line till they let us. Guess I'll roll up in a blanket alongside you folks' fire. Mind?
No, please do, Widow. It's a beautiful night, isn't it? I wonder what the stars think watching all us eager, excited people down here.
I bet they envy us. Bet they'd like to get into it, too.
Mm-hmm. I wish they'd quit playing them taps on that bugle. There ain't no sadder music in the world than that.
Why, Widow Jones, I never thought anything affected you.
Well, great horn of Harry, child. Of course it does. I just don't show it all the time. I wish my husband was here to make this run with me.
Well, wouldn't Mortimer do?
Oh, that old fool. I told him not to dare follow me. I'm marrying no one.
You really loved your husband, didn't you?
He was a fine man. But one can't go living round the grave all the time. He was kind of like your man. Alive, active, venturesome. He only had the bluest eyes and the reddest hair. And don't pay no attention about him being shot in a gambling hall. That weren't all true.
It wasn't?
No. I just tell that story or one just as bad because I don't want no one to know the truth.
The truth?
Yes. Angus left me. Just packed up and went away. He couldn't stay nowhere long enough to let the grass grow under his feet. He's somewhere roving this country now, following the boom towns and the gold rushes, any place that offers fun and excitement. I don't hate him, though. I guess I understand.
Sure. I can understand him.
Can you, Burke?
Well, what I mean is
Sure, Burke can understand him. He's like him. It ain't always easy for the women to fall in love with them kind. But I'd do it all over again.
So all these years you've let folks think he was dead. You know, I think I understand you too, Widow Jones. You have something of the spunk and courage of many women who live the way we do. You give up all your feminine privileges, such as crying and fainting.
Oh, sure, child. I never fainted in my life. Once a rattler bit my husband right on the leg, and I cut open the wound and sucked out the poison, and then burned a sore with a hot poker. I didn't faint, but my old man did. Well, I gotta snooze away. Gotta be fresh and ready for that run tomorrow. Yes, sir, gotta be fresh and ready.
Sir?
Uh-huh.
How much land will we get tomorrow?
Much as we claim.
Bert, I've been thinking. If Widow Jones can stake a claim, why couldn't I do it too? Alone, I mean.
Huh?
Oh, why couldn't I pretend I wasn't married to you? And I'd be a widow too, for a while. And that way we could stake double claims and get more land.
Say, honey, maybe you could.
Of course I can, Bert. We'll get double claims that way, Bert. We'll have lots of land.
All right. But how did you ever come to think of that?
Well, you see, Burke, I just thought if we had lots of land, just oodles and oodles of land.
Yeah?
Maybe we'd have so much land that you couldn't get tired and wander off from me, like Widow Jones's husband did.
Honey, go on to sleep.
Good night, darling.
Good night.
Remember, we're not married after tomorrow. We're going to have lots of land.
You bet.
Well, I see they have coyotes in Oklahoma, too.
An army bugle aroused the boomers, and at 7:50 a.m. on the morning of April 22nd, the signal was sounded for the day's run into the strip. The run was on. Covered wagons, buggies, horseback riders, men on foot, men coming on special trains for the Santa Fe. Millions of acres of land, free land, just for the claiming. Although the line was patrolled by the army, quite a few slipped over. It is said boomers seemed to spring up from everywhere, from behind bushes to stake a claim.
Hey there, madam. What are you doing?
I'm claiming this land for my own. This belongs to me.
Oh, it does. Well, now, you know, I hate to disappoint you, lady, but I got here first.
Oh, no, you didn't. This is my land. I got here first. This is my land, and I'll fight for it.
Oh, will you now? You're kind of spunky, aren't you?
I can take care of myself.
Are you all alone?
And what if I am?
Oh, nothing, only... Well, you're the prettiest boomer I've ever seen. Aren't you married?
Why, I... No, of course not. But don't think I can't protect my land. This is my land, and
yes, I know. You said that before. Well, keep it. I was only joking. I've got my claim over at the next section. You know, we'll be neighbors.
Will we?
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you'll not object. I know I won't. my name's Kelly. First name's Lee. Will you shake hands?
All right. My name's Anna.
Anna. Anna, I like that name. It was my mother's.
Really?
Yeah. Say, you'd better be filing your claim at the office. Come on, I'll take you over there. I know how to get through the crowd.
Oh, come on.
Listen, you don't know it. But I'm going to marry you.
Oh.
Well, what are you laughing about? You think it's funny?
Yes, because you don't know it. But I know one good reason why you're not going to marry me.
One? Well, what is it?
I'll tell you someday, but not now. Let's go to that claim office. How it is. He's in love with me.
Glory be, child. Such carrying on. You'd better tell him before that husband of yours kicks up a rumpus.
But I can't, Widow Jones. I'm scared. I staked out a claim as a single woman. And if they find out, they might put me in jail. And they'll certainly take the land away.
Well, balls of fire. Great day in the morning. If this isn't something. What's Bert think of it?
He doesn't like it. But I'm glad of it.
Glad?
Yes. Maybe Bert needs to be jealous and not sure of me. Widow, I'm not fooling myself about Bert. I know that this land doesn't mean so much to him yet. He'll want to move on. It's in his nature, but I think he loves me enough to want me.
So you're dangling this handsome young boomer over his head, eh? Well, more power to you. Say, who are those two coming this way?
It's Lee and a friend of his. He said he was going to introduce me to a partner of his from the Pennsylvania oil fields. That's where they came from to make this run.
Howdy, Anna. Say, look, I brought you some wildflowers. Picked them off my own land.
Oh, thank you. They're lovely.
And now I want you to meet my old partner they've been telling you about. Well, don't mind his looks. He hasn't shaved for 3 months, but here is the one and only Angus.
Angus. Glory be. Angus. It is.
Why, you know him, ma'am?
Know him? As a low-life lizard, I'm married to him.
Ma'am, it's you.
Yes, it's me. Who'd you think it was? Oh, why'd you run away, Angus? Why?
Oh,
I don't know, Maggie. Oh, gosh, Maggie, I'm sure glad to see you.
Oh, Lee, why didn't you tell me your partner's name was Angus?
Well, I didn't think of it. I always called him Polecat.
And that's what he is. Angus Jones, I knew I'd meet you someday. Now, for all the years of loneliness and embarrassment I've been through, I'm gonna... Oh, Angus, your hair's still red and pretty.
Oh, Maggie, you're still the prettiest gal in Oklahoma, too. Come on, honey, let's go over here and take a look at her new home.
Well, there's true love for you. Ah, Deanna, why do we have to keep putting this thing off like this? You know I love you. Look, Anna, you need a man to sort of look after you. And, well, this is going to be great country someday, Anna.
Wait a minute, Lee. I can't let you go on like this. I've got to tell you the truth.
The truth?
Yes. See that man riding this way?
Yeah? What about him? He's that bird that hangs around here trying to cut me out with you. I'll teach him to jump my claim. I'll get
Lee,
it when he comes.
You don't understand. I'm the claim jumper. That man happens to be my husband.
What? You're...
Yes, I should have told you sooner. But I was trying to keep this land.
Well, whoa. Anna, I've had enough of this. Tell this darn fool who I am or I'll...
Wait a minute, partner. This darn fool knows who you are.
Well, it's about time. Listen, Anna. I don't care about this land or anything in the world but you. Oh, I couldn't stand to lose you. I just couldn't.
Dirk.
Well, thanks for telling me, Anna, before I went any further. Well, would your husband shake hands with the biggest fool in Oklahoma?
Sure, I will.
Thanks. But let me tell you something. You better stay around and keep mighty close watch on this claim of yours, because if you ever walk away from her, I'll be raring to stake my claim.
Don't worry, Boomer. I'm not leaving my claim.
And so ends our little romance of the Oklahoma Run. To those who have made a great state from this land, the Eagle offers its best wishes for their continued prosperity and success.
Wide expanse, yellow sand, wild is flying high.
We cordially invite you to listen again next Sunday to another story from the files of the Wichita Eagle, the paper that is first in news, first in sports, first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. The Morning and Evening Eagle and the huge Sunday edition cost only 20 cents per week. All new residents of Wichita are invited to call the Eagle office and receive a week's free delivery of the Eagle as a complimentary offer. This is Vernon Reed saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita.